Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions, and GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, I'm going to share a conversation that I had at the Agri-Marketing Conference with Lynn Henderson, publisher of Agri-Marketing Magazine. We're trying to do this periodically throughout the year, and in this week's program, we're going to talk about changes that we've seen in the agency business, whether that's public relations or advertising. But over the years, there certainly have been some changes. Lynn, we're at the 2013 Agri-Marketing Conference. We're kind of nearing the close here. So we've had a lot of awards presented. Best of NAMA was another big celebration of the best of the best here in agricultural marketing. Let's take a look at who the winners here are and maybe go over some of those that really shined this year.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Chuck. It's Best of NAMA is, of course, one of the key events for the National Agri-Marketing Association, and it's a wonderful competition to recognize the best of the best of marketing communications from the ag industry. This year's agencies that had multiple wins included Call McCoy, who had 9 wins this year, first place wins, followed by Osborne and Barr with 6, Gibbs and Sell had 4, Ketchum had 4, Broadhead had 3, and then there were several other agencies that had 2, but it was pretty well spread out among both some of the largest agencies as well as some of the smaller agencies. Mm-hmm. On the client side, it was really interesting to note that Bex Hybrids had 6 awards, and in their case, they've got an in-house agency. Yeah. That was followed by Syngenta with 5, Winfield won 5, Beringer Ingelheim had 3, Farm Credit and Mid-America had 3, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, the new organization that popped up a couple years ago to speak on behalf of modern agricultural practices, was well recognized as well.
Well, we have seen over the years some interesting trends when it comes to these agencies, especially looking at the ones that are in the winning list or just that really have a lot of agricultural type business or clients. Today is kind of a different look than it was 20, 30 years ago. I know you've been around maybe just a little longer than me, but we've seen a lot of changes there. How would we maybe look at some of the trends we've seen over that time?
Yeah, it's really, in reflection, I've been in the business for nearly 40 years now and have been actively working with the ad agencies that have been serving agricultural accounts. And back in the mid-70s when I got started, there were a lot of huge agencies that had agricultural divisions, such as Marsteller, such as Bozell and Jacobs, such as Foote, Cone and Belding. These were major consumer shops that had a few ag accounts under an ag division. But back in the 80s, there was a transition toward agencies that were principally startups with the idea of working specifically with agricultural accounts. I say the 80s, that's not quite right. It was back in the 60s when the concept was born with the former Fletcher Mayo agency, who, by the way, we lost both of those leaders, Mr. Fletcher as well as Mr. Mayo, just in the last couple years, but they really pioneered the concept of having an agency devoted to agriculture. And since then, we've had a plethora, actually, of really terrific shops. They do take on a few accounts beyond just ag, but they really are focused with ag. Every year, AgriMarketing invites agencies to provide us with their income from ag accounts, and Our perennial largest shops are four of the five are principally ag shops. Beta Rudder, Osborne and Parr, McCormick Company, Ad Farm. The one that is involved in many more accounts in addition to ag is Cullen McCoy.
Yeah, and we've seen also, and I'm just looking the last 10 years, a number of other startups that I think we've, you know, we know personally. Probably a lot of people listening to this will know some of those names, but we can point to a company like BCS here in Kansas City, where we are right now, started by three individuals, has really grown over, you know, the short time they've been in business. Good friend Dean Broadhead up in Minnesota with Broadhead Company. Some tremendous growth. You know, we've got Steve Engel with Engel Creative, Farmer Lump and McClellan, True Media. It's interesting to see that we saw a lot of consolidation in agribusiness. And I think there was a lot of thought that, well, that's probably going to happen in the agency business. We did see it on the media side, by the way, which I used to be more in the traditional, in my case, radio. But on the agency side, it just seems to me like there's been a lot of new opportunities that have born some new businesses.
Yeah, these are really skilled veterans that came from shops that in some cases no longer exist. Mm-hmm. That is part of the evolution of the agency business. You think of some of these shops that no longer even exist, such as Ballantyne Radford, Fletcher Mail, CMF&Z, Miller Meester. These are all legendary names, and a lot of these people that have started up very successfully their own shops earned their spurs there, got familiar with the industry, and are now running very successful businesses for their clients as well as for their own staff members. It is interesting that in the last couple of years, I've noticed that a couple of the large agricultural clients, I'm thinking specifically of some crop protection companies, have reversed the route and have gone to, once again, big consumer shops that have created an ag division. So, and I'm not saying that's a trend, because we do have these marvelous shops that have got deep, deep agricultural experience, and I'll suggest that they're going to be with us for years and years and years to come. But there has been a little bit of movement toward these big shops. Yeah. We'll see how significant that is as the years go by.
Well, we've also seen, because of the consolidation on the agribusiness side, where companies made some acquisitions to bring in complementary product lines, where those were all being handled by, say, different agencies, the idea of now that company moves it all into one agency, one shop, we've seen some of that happen. But then of late, we've seen some of that start to go back the other way, where a company has taken a product line and it's handled by this agency, and then they've got another line over here, maybe it's seed versus chemical. And so we're kind of seeing, I think, another little bit of a shift, and that, I think, is making some opportunities for not only some of the newer agencies, but I would think is probably giving people some ideas of maybe I ought to start my own business, you know?
Well, you know, maybe they should, because they're at the risk of not naming everybody in our short time here. I think there's a few other agencies we should mention, because they were startups, and in some cases they're moving into the second generation of management of these shops that are concentrating their activities in agriculture. I'm thinking of shops like Ray and Kaiser, Charleston Orwig, Brighton, Gibbs and Sell, Paulson, Sullivan, Higdon, and Sink, also here in Kansas City, Swanson and Russell up in both Omaha and Lincoln, and Woodruff and Schweitzer that has presence both in Canada, which is where their roots are, and now having a major presence here in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, we'd love to name everybody, but what did we figure? There's currently at least, you know, because you've got that marketing services guide, over 100? I don't remember the exact number.
Yeah, we invite agencies to provide us information for our annual directory, which mm-hmm. we call the Marketing Services Guide, and there's over 100 yeah. marketing communications agencies that offer services, that are currently offering services to agricultural and yeah. rural lifestyle type accounts.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We have seen, like I said, a lot of people take that step to go out on their own, and some very successfully. I would encourage that. And people, I just think, we're in an ag economy that's very strong, and I hope that's the new norm. You know, it didn't used to be that way. But this is certainly a good time. There's these companies have money to spend, and they need to market their products, not just here, but globally in other countries.
Yep, absolutely. The world of marketing is it's all about business, and it's all about entrepreneurship and providing mm-hmm. good services to clients on behalf of their customers. I'd like to just kind of take a little turn to left field for just a second. Mm-hmm. Chuck, we're both here in Kansas City at the National Agri-Marketing's annual conference, and if you haven't attended this, you should. I highly recommend it. This is my 39th convention. I think people might find it of interest that I got my very first job at the NAMA convention when I was just graduating from Iowa State University. And we had a very kind media representative, Mike mm-hmm. Ford from Wallace's Farmer. I'm indebted to for the rest of my life. He came to our very fledgling NAMA chapter that we had just formed at Iowa State, asked how many of us guys were still looking for a job, and he volunteered and loaded up a carload of us and brought us to Kansas City and introduced us around, and that is how my career got started. And I know that's the way a lot of careers have gotten started. So next year, the convention is... Where?
Jacksonville, Florida. And you went just the direction I was thinking we could go next, to talk about how, if you're in this agricultural marketing industry, we call it, this conference here provides a great opportunity for networking, probably one of the strongest things. It's very much professional improvement, honoring people for the good work they've done too. But I will echo that. It's why we support it so much with our little business and exhibiting here again for now maybe about the sixth or seventh year, I guess. But we see a lot of business going on here in the hallways, and it's a lot of times it's talking about people finding jobs, like you just mentioned, with these students here. I've had several approach me just to, you know, introduce themselves, talk a little bit about, you know, learning about us and how could they help. And I thought, well, here's some sharp kids that are coming into this business. I want to also mention here just briefly the Agribusiness Educational Foundation we have to support youth, which is very strong. I didn't get my first job here, like you mentioned, but a lot of the success I've had in this business, I would attribute to the networking and contacts through this conference right here. And one of those is Mick Sybil, who we honored for having started that effort, called the ABEF, 20 years ago, I think. And we honored him for his service here. And he's one of those guys. There's a handful of them. Some of them, unfortunately, no longer with us, who were the first ones I talked to. And they took this kid under their wing and explained things to me, you know. And if it had been for that, I would have probably had a career in this business.
Yep. Yeah. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the student chapters that were the winners of this year's competition. Taking first place was the University of Minnesota Gopher team, followed by the Canadian University of Guelph, followed by host chapter, Kansas State University, was third place. University of Illinois Champaign was fourth. Michigan State University was fifth. And University of Wisconsin Platteville won sixth place. We wanted to congratulate the leaders, the members of those teams, and especially the advisors who helped coach the teams and got them organized, got the finances available for them to travel. As you look at the roster of universities that competed, it's the all the major land-grant universities. Mm-hmm. It's just a remarkable success that NAM has had over the years with those programs.
I think we had a record number of students here this year, and there were 29 different teams, which I think is phenomenal, competing. And, you know, whether they made it past the first round or not, these teams have put in a lot of effort. And frankly, sometimes I think we learn a little bit from them as much as they learn from us.
Yeah, and it's not just about the competition as far as the marketing program competition. There were other really significant awards given out yesterday. The list is a little longer than we have time to review, but I think the most important was the naming of the outstanding student chapters. First place for that was Illinois State from Bloomington, Illinois. Right. Second was my alma mater, Iowa State. Third was Michigan State. Fourth was your alma mater, University of Florida. Congratulations to those universities and their programs.
Absolutely.
As well.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's great to visit here, and we've told people before, we're going to try to do this periodically when we get the opportunity and look at different things that are going on in the agricultural marketing world here right now. Of course, it's centered on what's going on here in Kansas City, about to come to a close. So we'll find a time here, you know, sometime down the road and find another topic to go over, but certainly enjoying talking with Lynn Henderson here with AgriMarketing Magazine. And Lynn, we'll just stay in touch and find that next opportunity.
Sounds great, Chuck. Look forward to it.
Okay, thank you very much.
You can find coverage of the 2013 AgriMarketing Conference on agwire.com, including over 400 photos from the conference. That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.